Get ready for the podcast. I address anything on my mind. On time, with the lines and the lyrics rhyme. And you know you can press rewind. Podcast, you can talk what you want to say. Here go the microphone, we can talk all day. I got time to listen to your thoughts. Feedback, just let the man talk.
Welcome to the Wolf's Den Podcast, the podcast for gamers, to gamers, and about gamers. I want to say thank you guys if you guys are listening on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you guys get your podcast from. Thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode. It's going to be a little bit more of a debate, but I'm also going to be just explaining things mostly so that way you guys can just pick your side of the coin. And in the end, I'm also just going to say exactly how I feel personally when it comes to this argument of controller versus keyboard and mouse. So before we get into this, I got a couple of quick announcements. Next week is my birthday, my 28th birthday, and I'm doing my very first ever subathon over at twitch.tv/TylerMcD65_ over on my Twitch channel. The rewards go all the way up to 200. If you guys want to get more details on that, go to my personal Twitter at TylerMcD65. That is TylerMcD65. So that way you guys can actually be able to look and see what the rewards are. I got giveaways that will be happening that you guys can actually earn, as well as a 24-hour stream where all the giveaways will actually be done, as well as an opportunity to do a real-life lawnmower simulator. So let that actually sink in for a second, a real-life lawnmower simulator stream. Well, you guys are just going to have to tune in for that one itself, but from there, you guys, just want to say thank you guys for all the support that we've been getting here on the podcast as well. Wherever you guys are listening, I do greatly appreciate it. All the way from Germany, the Netherlands, Canada, Japan, Australia. Thank you guys so much for all the support. And I hope you guys enjoy these podcasts as much as I do. I literally no bullshit it. And like I said a couple weeks ago, I do have a little bit of bulletin points, but when it came to today's podcast, there are no bulletin points. I'm freestyling it, giving my opinions, and then also just giving some facts and some opinions, offering up some stuff. So that's just how it's going to be. So let's get right into today's podcast of keyboard and mouse versus controllers. Alrighty, you guys, here we are with the podcast. Keyboard and mouse versus controller players. When it comes to gaming, most importantly, when it comes to Warzone in general. So, the way this topic actually came up, I saw it, like, earlier today, as of this recording. Something came up where a team that I love and support and hopefully one day can join, ended up kicking out a member of their team because of quote unquote being too negative. But it all stemmed from a tweet that he put out, which has since been deleted, about a very big streamer. I'm not going to say names here, you guys, so that way you guys understand, you know, like that, lawsuits and all that, and defamation of character. But this former member of the team put out a tweet talking about a bigger streamer who ended up was a crybaby over aim assist in Warzone and how aim assist is too broken up close. Now, granted, he is also a keyboard and mouse PC gamer. I am on a controller myself and on a console. So there's a lot of different ways that things can go. You can lean one way or the other depending on your preference on which one you prefer. So when it comes down to it, I think amends were made, but this was a call. During a call, if I get it right, that this bigger content creator streamer was saying how it's broken and stuff like that. And he was talking specifically to Activision about Warzone, and a lot of the problems came about because he was saying how he saw H1 and PUBG and stuff like that all die off, this and that, and he hopes he doesn't see the fate of Warzone. Again, I'm just going off of tweets here on what I could see at the time, but I did not get to really see exactly what the smaller streamer, content creator, former member of the team was actually specifically saying. I don't see that. But regardless, things got heated. The former team member pretty much got angry and stuff like that, posted something on Twitter, now deleted, and this bigger streamer actually found out, pretty much called him out, stuff like that. So there's a lot of, you know, issues when it comes to it. I'm not going to talk about exactly, you know, the whole situation in itself there, because again, I'm not affiliated with the team. I'm not friends with this content creator, with neither one of the content creators. I'm just a fan of the team as well as both content creators in general. So, but let's get down to the nitty gritty of controller versus keyboard and mouse. All right. A lot of PC gamers feel that controller players have an advantage because of aim assist, while all of the controller players assume that every keyboard and mouse player is actually on PC, which is also not fact, but it's a simple fact of, while they're on PC, they have field of view and stuff like that. And on controller, it's a lot easier to move around and stuff like that. It's easier to snap onto people, where if you're on controller, you have aim assist, especially up close. It is kind of broken in Warzone, but it's not too broken, in my opinion. In general, aim assist doesn't always work the best in Warzone. So if you're on controller, you have this advantage, where if you're on PC, you have this advantage. So it's kind of down to the nitty gritty. So when it comes to controller, Like I said and stated, I am on controller personally because I play on PS4. I've always been a controller player and always will be. Every once in a while will dip into PC gaming for like Valorant or something like that, but I'm not that great. So I'm trying to learn PC gaming slowly to get used to it. And maybe one day I'll make the switch, but I'm not 100% committed. So when it comes to PC gaming and stuff like that versus controller gaming or console gaming, is obviously the rigs and stuff like that. So when it comes down to the consoles, the new gen still can't fully compete against these high-end, very expensive PCs at all in terms of frames per second and stuff like that. When you're on PC, you can literally set your frames where you want them and how they're going to be and stuff like that, and how many you're going to get. I've seen PC gamers get all the way up to like 200 frames per second, where if you're on console, for example, you're only going to get about 60. That's kind of, you know, a little ridiculous right there when it comes to frames per second. It means that they can see the person a lot faster and a lot more clear than you can if you're on console. It's really just funny that PC gamers think that all controller players have an advantage. Now, next thing is, you know, when it comes to the to what I find is funny when it comes to PCs, is there's so many hackers in Warzone, and it's all because of PC players. They're all PC players. It's kind of just ridiculous. So I get to laugh at that as a console player. Now, let's just get back on the topic. So not only do controller players have aim assist and stuff like that, but they have the advantage of not really having to learn and do all this multitasking. But yes, we do. We have to be able to move with one or two controls, and then we also have to be able to aim and shoot, which control another two fingers and stuff like that. So in total, we're using four fingers, where you're on PC, you're probably using, at the time of just being in a shootout, maybe three. So there's one less finger. But now you got to remember where this is. If you hit the button, then you're screwed and stuff like that, because nothing happens, and then you're confused, and you got to try and figure out where the button is without looking at it and stuff like that. You know, when it comes down to it, they're perfectly matched even right there, having to use their fingers and stuff. But again, let's talk about the view. So if you're on PC, you can get 200 frames per second. You're on this high-end gaming rig where you could also have a whole millisecond faster than somebody else who could literally be in the exact same house using the exact same Wi-Fi as you. And you could still be 1 or 2 or 10 to 20 milliseconds faster, which is which is a big difference in gaming. Okay, you think that that's not a big difference in gaming? You don't understand gaming at all. That is definitely a big advantage. PC games are, or PCs are made to be better than consoles. It's just that simple. There's no gonna be getting around it. Even these new gens, like the PS5 and the new Xbox, can't compete with these high-end, top-notch PCs. They still can't. Granted, now they are much better than the old gen of PS4s and Xbox Ones, but they still can't compete with these $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 PCs that have these 3070s and the top-notch CPUs and stuff like that. They can't compete. It's just not going to happen. So, with all that being said, let's get down into why I feel that Field of View is an advantage, where aim assist could actually be helpful against PC people at that point, or keyboard and mouse people at that point. When it comes down to Field of View, consoles are stuck at 60 Field of View, okay? 60. Now, PCs can actually expand it all the way to 120. So if you're on a PC, you can expand it to 120, where consoles are stuck at 60. So you're getting double the view if you're on a PC. So if you're on keyboard and mouse and you're on a PC, then you not only have the double the view point of a console player, or that would most likely be a controller player as well, but you also are able to snap onto people with your mouse. I mean, you guys can hear this right here. It's not that hard to, you know, snap. I literally have the highest sensitivity on my mouse right now, and I have three monitors in front of me, and just all of maybe what would be an inch and a half move to either side, I'm going from one monitor to the other, side to side, end to end, okay? Roughly 1 to 1.5 inches, maybe even two. But that's such a small degree. So people are able to snap onto people so much faster when you're on a keyboard and mouse. So where's the advantage for controller players for that? You don't have it. You also don't have the advantage of Field of View, okay? So not only does the PC players have, and keyboard and mouse players have, Field of View, able to snap on and get to turn around and shoot people faster, they also have better frames per second and faster response time in the game due to the milliseconds. Those play massive advantages. So if controller players, aka mostly console players, have aim assist versus a PC gamer's four, I mean, that clarifies it right there, okay? That's just making it to the advantage. Before we go right into the next phase here, guys, we're going to take a quick ad break, and I'll catch you guys on the other side of it. Hey, do you suck at sleeping? And if you say yes to that question, then I have the perfect solution for you without using melatonin or any type of drugs. It is simply just blue light glasses. That's right, blue light glasses by Gamer Advantage, to be honest. Now, the reason why Gamer Advantage is because they are the only clinically proven number one blue light glasses in the entire world that have proven facts that their glasses actually work. Now, the reason why these glasses actually work is because of the technology of how they make their lenses. The blue light blocking technology that is put into the lenses are used to actually help penetrate and keep blue light from going into your eyes, which, if that happens, then you start producing less melatonin, which means you don't sleep better at night. And the reason for that is because blue light is literally everywhere in your monitors, your screens, and your phones, your TVs, anywhere like that that has blue light, it is going to affect you no matter what time of the day, which means that your body is not producing the melatonin that you need to sleep. Not only that, but they are also very fashionable and they are stylish. Okay, you're going to look like a nice, sexy beast wearing these glasses. And I will tell you right now, these glasses, I have three pairs now. I just recently got the brand new Horizon pink colored glasses. And let me tell you, pink might not be for everybody, but I do wear an outfit on stream that this outfit will actually work great with these glasses. Not only that, They have two separate type of lenses. They have the suppressors, which are made for casual gaming and light amount of in front of the monitors and the screens and stuff like that. Or they even have the sleeper glasses, which I am wearing currently right now, that are for the hardcore gamers or those that spend a long period of time in front of monitors and stuff like that. And that way you can get the right lens for the amount of time that you're in front of monitors and everything else like that. Recently, Gamer Advantage has started to collab with another Michigan brand out there to create recycled frames from water bottles from the Flint water crisis in Flint, Michigan, right here in my home state. So why don't you guys head over to GamerAdvantage.com and check out what they have and see what your loadout would be and the perfect glasses for you. All right, and if you guys use code 65 at checkout, you guys will save 10% off your entire purchase. And not only that, they do now officially ship worldwide, other than Australia. Australia is still having problems when it comes to COVID and stuff like that, as well as taking in shipments. So right now, Australians, I am sorry for you guys right now, but they are currently in the works of trying to get their stuff over to you guys. But at this point, it's between Gamer Advantage, the U.S. government, as well as the Australian government. Don't worry, they are going to work on it. But now that they are officially shipped in the U.K., as well as everywhere else in the entire world, you guys head over to GamerAdvantage.com and use code 65 at checkout to save 10% off your entire purchase and enjoy those stylish and fashionable, best, number one clinically proven blue light glasses in the entire world right now. And that way you guys can start sleeping better today. And welcome back, you guys. So we were talking about the advantages of what it would be if you had a controller versus a keyboard and mouse. Okay. And it also extends into consoles versus PCs. Okay. So if you're on a console, you're going to lose when it comes to these high-end gaming rigs. And if you're on a PC, you're going to have the advantage when it comes to faster response time as well as frames per second. If you're on controller, you have aim assist. If you're on keyboard and mouse, then you have all the snaps and stuff like that. Also, if you're on PC, you also have field of view. But if you're on keyboard and mouse, you have the snaps. You have less fingers to use, but they're roughly the same when it comes to controller versus keyboard and mouse. But you have the snaps and stuff like that. So I feel PC will win on this side. Keyboard and mouse is going to win. Now, the downfalls to each one. When it comes to this stuff, it's become such a massive debate that literally I'm looking at esportstalk.com. During that break, I did take a look here, see something here. And so when Myth put something out on Twitter talking about, you know, controller players, how they're better and this and that, how are they in the top, blah, blah, blah. Well, here's what Nadeshot, the owner of 100 Thieves, ended up having to reply to Myth. And again, this is on esportstalk.com. I am just going to quote it. Okay, what they're saying, that Nadeshot said, because they're quoting it. So here's quote. Your opinion went out the door when you slandered some of the best players in the world just because they play on controller. If you didn't match up on main stage against them, you don't know what it takes. Plain and simple. On top of that, you haven't been around long enough. So Myth ended up just replying back to Nadeshot saying, perfect point. In a way, Nadeshot, who is a predominantly keyboard and mouse player, is literally sticking up for controller players. But he doesn't get to the best point or the best way to respond to people. And I have actually responded in this way because I heard this actually be said live on his channel. Okay. Tim the Tap Man. Okay. So Tim the Tap Man, he's a very controversial person when it comes to things. He's been accused of hacking so many times, especially now on Warzone and this and that, because let's face it, he is the worst pro Warzone player out there, but he is such a funny guy, and yet he is still better than literally 99.9% of all Warzone players. He's still better than you. So if you think he's actually the worst, then what does that say about you if he's the worst? So he replied with just something so simple and so easy. if controller is so broken, then play controller. Now, again, if you're on console or PC, you can literally use keyboard and mouse, or you can use controller. It doesn't matter. All three systems, whether you're on a Xbox, PlayStation, or a PC, you can use controller or keyboard or mouse, or keyboard and mouse. Just that simple. So if you're going to sit there and complain about, you know, controller's so broken, this and that, it's so easy. Well, then if you're on PC, how about you hook up a controller? You can have the field of view and the aim assist. You can double everything up at that point. You have probably the biggest advantage at that point of all time. Look at Nick Merckx, okay? Nick Merckx is a great example when it comes to controller on PC. I have been watching Nick Merckx for a very long time, and let me tell you, he is a great player alone without controller. He's a great player alone. Okay, so if he's going to be using controller and stuff like that, it's because that's what he's used to. He's always played that way. But yeah, he's also getting the aim assist, but he's also getting the frames per second. He's getting the response time, and he's also getting the aim assist. Just that simple. If controllers are that broken, simply play controller, okay? Especially if you're on PC. You'll have the aim assist, frames per second, response time, everything. You'll have it all. You just won't be able to snap so fast onto people like you can with a keyboard and mouse. Okay, so I'm saying here now is aim assist could be as broken as anybody wants it to be, but you guys need to actually, you know, understand that both have their advantages and both have their disadvantages. But when it comes to console versus PC, PC is going to win every single time. It doesn't matter if you're on keyboard or mouse, or keyboard and mouse or controller. If you're on console, you're already at a significant disadvantage to PC players just because of field of view, response time, and stuff like that. Now, if you're on PC and you're using keyboard and mouse, you can't be complaining about controller players because, again, they made that choice just like you made the choice to play keyboard and mouse. I'm literally 95% sure that every PC gamer has started gaming on a console, meaning that they were using a controller at one point or another. So if you're going to straight up try and complain about controllers, then go back to controller, okay? Because you've had to learn how to use a keyboard and mouse to even get good with keyboard and mouse. Go back to controller. It's just like riding a bike at that point. You will easily be able to understand how to do it again. Okay? I'm sick and tired of hearing about it. And for the console players, the controller players, stop complaining so much about field of view. Okay? We made those choices to get the consoles. We made those choices. Yes, I have a PC, but I choose to continue playing on a console. Why? Because that's what I like. That's my personal preference. So as a console player, content creator, and streamer, and podcaster, and everything else, I'm going to just say it right now that there is no such thing as an advantage one way or the other. We, as a person, make our choices to either play on a controller and a console, or on a controller or a PC, or we make our choices to play on keyboard and mouse and console, or keyboard and mouse and PC. We make those choices. Nobody else makes those choices for us. I choose to play on a console, on controller. I have friends that have console but choose to play on keyboard and mouse. And I have friends who play on PC who use keyboard and mouse, and people who play on PC with a controller. We have that control. So why are we sitting here in these debates 24/7 nowadays? The point that when people make an opinion and bash or something like that, then we're getting in trouble and stuff like that. Or if you have an opinion on it one way or the other, then you're pretty much being demonized by the other side. If you support keyboard and mouse, then you're demonized by the controller players. And if you support controller players, then you're being demonized by keyboard and mouse. It doesn't matter. Okay? Tim the Tatman is notorious for playing on keyboard and mouse. Nate Shot, keyboard and mouse. Okay. You also have Dr. Lupo, Ninja. Aiden, I believe, is also on keyboard and mouse, but I could be very wrong. But all these great keyboard and mouse players, and yet we're sitting here still having this debate. They have the choice. Play keyboard and mouse or on controller. Nick Merckx plays on controller, but he also plays it on a PC. So why are we still having these debates? If we have the power to be able to actually do this with these systems, like, hello, folks. Wake up. Stop arguing. It's a game. You made your choice. Lay in your bed and shut up. Seriously, there should be no more debating about, oh, they got aim assist. Oh, they got field of view. Who cares? We made our choices, guys. Okay? I made my choice. You made your choice. It's just that simple. And if you guys don't like it, then honestly, I don't know what to tell you. Okay? Stop crying about it and deal with it. Now, I'm going to take another quick ad break. Let's just cool down for a second here, guys. I still have a little bit of a, you know, here's some compromise that we can actually get into when it comes to controller players or even console players and PC players and stuff like that. Let's actually just be able to cool down here and let's actually come to a compromise, because I actually thought about a compromise that might actually satisfy literally everyone. So I'll catch you guys on the other side. Are you guys sick and tired of having sweaty hands in those lobbies when you guys need to be extra sweaty? You're in such a gunfight and you literally had the guy down to one shot, but you ended up dying because your hand ended up slipping or your finger slipped off the analog stick or something. Well, then I have the perfect solution for you. It is Gamer Goo, the number one anti-sweat hand lotion for your hands. They block sweat at the source. And on top of it, you guys, they have multiple different scents, so that way you guys can also have a good smell when you're gaming in those super sweaty lobbies. If you guys don't know what Gamer Goo is exactly, again, it does stop sweat in your hands that stop you from literally having slip-ups on the analogs, and your hands can have a better grip to the controller. If you guys don't know what scent that you actually want to use, personally, I love peppermint. It is my favorite scent, but I also enjoy the cherry blossom as well as the teak wood. But if you guys don't know what scent you really want when it comes to all these different scents that they have, you guys can get a sample pack for a very, very low price to try out all the different scents to see which one is your favorite. And on top of it, you guys, if you guys were to use code 65 at checkout, at GamerGoo.com, you guys can save 10% off your entire purchase, matter where you're at, and you guys can actually start stopping sweat at the source using Gamer Goo right now. All right, welcome back, you guys. So yeah, we got a little heated on that last little segment there, but let's come to a compromise, okay? When it comes to gaming, yeah, it's nice to be able to have crossplay, because if you got a friend that's on PC and you're on console, then it's fun and everything like that. Now, there are ways, and like Warzone, for example, has it to where you can turn off and you can play just on your console that you're on, so you get no crossplay. But that kind of sucks. It should be consoles can get rid of PCs, and PC players can get rid of console players. So that way, everybody can play and be on a somewhat same level. When it comes to like Xbox and PlayStation can play with each other, but don't have to include any PC players. PC players, if you don't want to play with any console players, should be able to just say, I don't want to play with any console players, then that's fine. But now what makes it even trickier, because like we said earlier, we can have controllers on PC. So if you choose to play on controller on your PC, then at that point you should still lose your aim assist. You can still have that choice of using controller, but you lose the aim assist. Now, console players, if you are playing just console, you still have your aim assist just like everybody else will. Everybody will have aim assist at that point. Okay? but you're still all going to be stuck in 60 frames per second, and you're not going to have your field of view of 120 or 100. You're going to be stuck at 60 with everybody. Okay? So that way it's a level playing field there. And again, if you're on PC and you play on controller, then you have the field of view, you have the millisecond difference than console players, and you have the, you know, better everything, except you won't have your aim assist. I think that that's a fair compromise, but again, I'm just one person, so I can't really make that decision. Okay, I wish that could be just as simple. But a lot of people in the gaming industry, especially if you're keyboard and mouse, keep saying they need to eliminate aim assist altogether or nerf it hard or just a slight nerf. But I feel that if you're on controller and you're on a console, you should still have that. If you're on a PC on controller, you should lose it because you're choosing to play on a PC. PCs don't have aim assist. They should eliminate aim assist off of all PCs. Whether you're on keyboard and mouse, or on controller. Just that simple. And that's just a simple compromise. These are all things that can be talked about in the future. Not right away, but maybe. So, it's been a little bit of a debated day. It's been a little bit of a rougher one. So, with that, you guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I know that some people might be a little pissed off at me. That's fine. I'm here to give my thoughts, opinions, and if you like this kind of content, then this is for you. So thank you guys for listening on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, or wherever you guys get your podcasts from. And thank you for listening to the Wolf's Den podcast for gamers, to gamers, and about gamers. And I'll see you guys next week, hopefully, for my birthday subathon.